So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mokrim Shenogu Limkar Behemer Daka La'evi Kachav Meichrin. In places where the custom is for Jews to sell small animals to non-Jews, one may do so. Mokrim Shenogu Shaloi Limkar E'meichrin. In places where the custom is for Jews not to sell small animals to non-Jews, one may not do so. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah indicates the Yisur Leka Menhago Hude'ika. There's no prohibition of Mechiru Tanakam, it merely depends on the custom. However, the Gemara contrasts our Mishnah with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis at the beginning of the second parak, which states as follows: A Jew may not leave his animal alone with a non-Jew because they're suspected of committing bestiality. As Rashi explains, a Jew may not help another person, even a non-Jew, commit an avera. That Mishnah indicates the Isuri Ika, that there is a prohibition of allowing Yichud of a Behemah Daka with an Akam. And the Gemara cites a machlekes in how to reconcile these two Mishnahs. Rav says that the Mishnah of Yichud also means to say the Isur Lekam in Haga Hudeika. Even regarding Yichud, there is no prohibition of allowing Yichud of a Behemah Daka with an Akam. It merely depends on the custom. And both Yichud and Mechira have the same halacha. Mokum Shatiru Limkar Hitiru Liyachid, Mokum Shasul Liyachid Asul Limkar. Those places that permit selling small animals to non-Jews also permit leaving one's animal alone with a non-Jew because the Akam there are not Chashud and Al Raviyah. And those places that forbid selling small animals to non-Jews also forbid leaving one's animal alone with a non-Jew because the Akam there are Chashud and Al Raviyah. While Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says that the Mishnah of Yichud, which rules Ein Mamidin Behema Bepuntakar Shal Evdek Achavim, Memnesha Chashud Al Raviyah, means to say the Isura Ika. Regarding Yichud, there is a prohibition of allowing Yichud to be Behema Daka with an Akam, because all Akam are Chashud Al Raviyah. It's only regarding Mechira that it depends on Minik. Therefore, Afim Mokam Shasu Leyachid, Mutta Limkar. Rabbi Elazar holds that in all places a Jew is forbidden to leave his animal alone with a non-Jew, Min Hadin, because Chashidi Al Raviyah. However, Limkar told the Minigan, as Rashi writes, Hechad the Achmer Alayu Dulay Mezavni Achmer, Behechad the Achmer Shari, some places permit selling an animal to a non Jew, and they're not concerned for Raviyah, because Evik Achav Mchas al Behemte Shalay Te'akar. A non Jew commits Raviyah only with other people's animals, but not with his own animal, because this will cause his animal to become sterile. While some places forbid selling an animal to a non Jew because they do not rely on the above rationale and are concerned for Raviyah even with his own animal. The Gemara concludes, Va'af Rav Hadurbe. Later, Rav retracted and agreed with Rabbi Elazar that Af Makam Shastru Liyachid Mutar Limkar, as Rav says, Akum Chasa Behem Tishaloi Tiakar. The Mishnah continues, B'chol Makam E'moichun Hem Behem Agasa. In all places, one may not sell a large animal to a non-Jew, even where there is no concern for Raviyah, but there is a concern for Ma'avid Be Malacha. The non-Jews will make the animal do work on Shabbos. However, this concern applies only to a large animal that is used for work, but not to a small animal that is not used for work. And although Kivin de Zavne Kanye, once the non-Jew buys the animal, belongs to him and is permitted to work on Shabbos, however, the Chacham initiated a gezeira to prohibit Mechira for three reasons. Gezeira Mishum She'elo or Mishum Schiris. If a Jew is permitted to sell his animal to a non-Jew who will do work on Shabbos, he might also come to loan or rent his animal to a non-Jew to work on Shabbos. And since the animal still belongs to him, he will be liable for the law of Lisasa Kamalacha V'chol Behem Techa. And even while the animal is rented to others, it still belongs to the Jew because Schiris Lekanya, the renter, is not considered the owner. And Gezer Mishum Nasyoni. If a Jew is permitted to sell his animal to a non-Jew, he might do so close to Shabbos. And if before the sale, after already it became Shabbos, the non-Jew wants to try out the animal with a load, the Jew might tell his animal to move forward and the animal will carry the load because it recognizes its owner's voice. And Havale Mechamer Achabahem to B'Shabbos Chayef Chatas. One who leads his animal while it's doing a malach on Shabbos is liable for a carbon chatas. The Gemara, however, makes two exclusions to the Issa Mechira Behema Gasa. Safsira. A Jewish broker may sell another Jew's animal to a non-Jew, and there's no concern for Nasyoni, because Holo Yod L'Kali Da'az L'Machmase. The animal does not recognize the broker's voice. And there's also no concern for She'elu Eschiris, because Kivin D'Loy D'Dehi Loy Moshe V'Loy Moger. Since the animal does not belong to the broker, he won't loan or rent it to others. And also, Mishum Delay Nigli Beimuma, the broker will not loan or rent the animal to others because he does not want a potential buyer to find any blemishes. Another exclusion is Eimer L'Shchita Zavna. A Jew may sell his cow to a non-Jew if there is a possibility that the animal will be immediately slaughtered for its meat, and the non-Jew will not do any work with the animal. And as Rashi explains, accordingly, the Issa Mechira applies only to Behemet Tmeya, a non-kosher animal that will not be slaughtered, or to a Behemet Taira, B'mefarish Le'akum D'Lekiyume Koi. If the non-Jew specified that he intends to keep the animal to do work. While the Rashbam in Tosfos explains the Issa Mechira does apply to Behemet Taira, And only regarding para, a cow, do we say eimel shkita zavna, because she'im regilin lasas malacha, a cow is usually not used for work. However, a shor, an ox, ain meicher, because ruban lamalacha, most oxen are used for work. The Gemara proceeds with the following incident. Rabba zavna hu chamra, li yisrael hachashad limka la'evik hachavim. Rabba sold his donkey to a Jew who is suspected of selling animals to non-Jews, because he held that since the buyer also sells animals to Jews, there's no concern from malacha b'shabbos. The Gemara, however, brings two proofs otherwise, that one may not sell to a buyer who is suspected of selling to non-Jews. From the following brisa, whether or not Jews may sell small animals to the kutim depends on the minig, and this brisa implies, however, and even though the kutim are not chashid di aravi, they do not do malacha b'shabbos, nevertheless, obviously, the kuti might resell the animal to a non-Jew who is chashid aravia and does malacha b'shabbos. And another brisa rules: a Jew may not sell weapons to a non-Jew and not to a kuti, even though the kutim are not chashid ashvichas damim, they're not suspected of killing. Nevertheless, obviously mishum the kuti might resell the weapon to a non-Jew who is chashid ashvichas damim. And this concern applies even to a yisrael chashid. As Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Bar Avua says, "Kederech she'amru asur limka la'akim, kach asur limka liyisrael hachashad limka la'akim." The issur not to sell weapons to a non-Jew also applies to a Jew who is suspected of selling to non-Jews. The Gemara concludes that when Rabbi heard this, he retracted and wrote basrei klasa parsi v'gedami parsa b'chala v'lo adruche. He ran after the buyer 3 parsa in the sand in an attempt to retract from the sale, but he did not reach him. The issur not to sell weapons to a non-Jew also applies to Jewish bandits. And even though the loikotel, a Jewish bandit, usually does not murder his victims, nevertheless, there is a concern because b'mashmuta, the zimnin da'avid latzulei nafshe, since he grabs money from people and runs away, there's concern that when they chase after him, he might seek to defend himself and kill someone with his weapon. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the brisa. Tan Rabbanan, ein meichrin lehen treason. The Tanakama holds that a Jew may not sell a shield to a non-Jew. V'yeshayimim meichlen treason, while others say that a Jew may sell a shield to a non-Jew. The Gemara offers 2 explanations of the Tanakama. Ein meichrin lehen treason mishum demagnu alayu, because the non-Jews defend themselves with it, and accordingly, felchid v'sarin namiloi, wheat and barley would also be forbidden, anything that helps them. Or a moichin lan trisim the chishalim zinayu katle begavayu, because when their weapons are no longer functional, they kill with the shields. While the yeshayim holds moichin lan trisim the chishalim zinayu ma'arik arki, because when their weapons are no longer functional, they simply run away. Am Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu halacha ki yeshayim.